September 1st is World AIDS Day. It's an opportunity for people across the globe to unite in the fight against HIV and AIDS, to show their support for people living with HIV, and to remember all those who have died. The Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, or UNAIDS, says there has been much progress in fighting HIV, but the world needs to rapidly scale up its response over the next 5 years. Otherwise, the AIDS epidemic is likely to spring back with a higher rate of new HIV infections. Bayram Majuni is the UN Kosovo team's HIV/AIDS coordinator.
Ending the AIDS epidemic is possible, but only by closing the gap between people who have access to HIV prevention, treatment and care and support services and people who are being left behind, which includes people living with HIV, adults and girls and young women, prisoners, migrants, people who inject drugs, sex workers, gay men and other men who have sex with men, transgender people, children and pregnant women living with HIV, displaced persons, people with disabilities, and people aged 50 years and older.
Officially, Kosovo has the lowest HIV prevalence rate in Europe and one of the smallest in the world, but those statistics may be misleading.
These data should be taken with some reservation because of the fact that health information system in Kosovo is not fully functional and thus reporting might be not accurate, in particular from the private sector, which coupled with the fact that due to high level of stigma around HIV, Kosovar might tend to do their HIV testing in private clinics in and outside of Kosovo.
The UN Kosovo team is working to prevent new HIV infections in Kosovo.
The United Nations organizations are committed to support Kosovo authorities in fighting HIV/AIDS. At the policymaking level, the UN is supporting responsible authorities in developing strategies, policies, through social marketing of condoms. And also it should be mentioned that UNICEF is supporting local authorities in procurement of antiretroviral treatment.
Meanwhile, local civil society groups in Kosovo are fighting HIV/AIDS on the ground. Rifat Batusha heads the Kosovo Population Fund, which is supported by the UN Population Fund, or UNFPA.
The biggest cooperation with UNFPA is in the field of HIV/AIDS prevention with youth and the general population in Kosovo. For December 1st, for the last 10 years, we have always been engaged in marking World AIDS Day. This year, we will have one information stand in Mother Teresa Square in Pristina, where young boys and girls, but also adults, can get information and promotion materials on HIV/AIDS prevention, behavior, advice and voluntary testing. Our success is based on our network of peer educators that covers 26 Kosovo municipalities. This network involves over 900 active members. We are also involved in condom distribution through 400 pharmacies overall Kosovo. We have installed 220 condom vending machines in overall Kosovo, mainly in coffee bars, restaurants, where young boys and girls can get them in a very discreet manner.
According to UNAIDS and the World Health Organization, HIV testing is a critical and essential gateway to HIV prevention, treatment, care, and support. The UN Kosovo team's Bayram Majuni could not agree more.
Getting an HIV test is very important for your health, for your relationships, your life and your future. Between 30 and 40% of people living with HIV are not aware of their HIV positive status, and these people are responsible for up to 70% of new infections. By knowing your HIV status, you are able to protect your partner and your family.
In the words of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, fear, blame, and ostracism are not the ingredients for success in the HIV response. We have more tools than ever to address the epidemic, and our response must be guided by science and shared values rather than by prejudice and denial. For its part, the UN Kosovo team will keep working with the local authorities and civil society partners so that Kosovo's HIV rate remains low and its people know how to protect themselves against the AIDS epidemic.